With us right now is Tom Weaver over at Ministry Healthcare. Now, you've got an interesting program there where spare change has been collected, and here's proof that spare change can add up in a big hurry. $2,500, that's a lot of spare change.
Yeah, it is truly, Larry, is a case of a little going a long way, and this is something the folks in our breadbasket restaurant, in our food and nutrition services at Ministry St. Clair's have been doing for the past couple of years, actually about 5 years now, and they've raised more than $8,000 through this effort. The past 2 years, they've had a very nice, generous donor that has stepped forward to match kind of the collection of things, and it goes to support, a great cause in the Dominican Republic.
Now, Spare Change to sponsor a child, and you mentioned Dominican Republic. Exactly how does the sponsorship work?
Yeah, it works. The Sisters of the Sorrowful Mother, which are the founders of Ministry Healthcare and our Catholic healthcare system here in the area, they've operated a number of different functions in the Caribbean. This particular one is in Santiago, which is in the Dominican Republic. They also have efforts underway on the islands of St. Lucia, Grenada, and Trinidad and Tobago. They've been doing that since 1960 with a number of different programs. This program in particular, the funds have been earmarked to support the efforts of Sister Carita Ortiz, and she runs a food package program, which is in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Santiago. So it provides things, basic things like rice, beans, spaghetti to families who live in this particular area along the river in Santiago. It's one of the most poverty-stricken areas, and the support that they get, you know, we understand that this donation to them can support their program for about a year for a number of families. So we know it might seem as a small effort, but when you add it together, it goes for a great cause.
Now, the collection baskets may have been tallied up for now, but are you going to continue collecting throughout the year?
Yeah, absolutely. They collect all throughout the year. Each September and a week ago, Ministry Healthcare celebrates its Mission and Values Week, which is an annual celebration of the heritage of the sisters, what they did and kind of the struggles they went to establish the healthcare system. So we kind of use that as our end collection point, but then also, again, we turn the page to begin collecting for another year. So those visitors, it's either staff, it's members of the public, it's our volunteers, physicians, whoever, and literally the concept is our cash registers in the breadbasket restaurant. If you've got a couple of spare coins from buying your lunch or whatever, to donate it, folks pitch it in there. Our nutrition services tally it throughout the year and then provide a final report for us during our Mission and Values Week. So, you know, it may seem like a little, but it does go a long way supporting a very important program for the sisters' efforts in the Caribbean.
And Sister Ortiz is down in that area, correct?
Yes, she is, yep.
Anything you'd like to add today?
We're just, again, grateful because this goes beyond one of those neat things that goes beyond our staff contribute as well as visitors to the area. And we think it's a great cause, and we're very grateful to, again, an anonymous donor that stepped forward to boost this even more to allow the sisters in the Dominican to continue their fine work there.
Tom Weaver with Ministry Healthcare.
There, we can shut the recorder off right there.
All righty. Thank you.